say something off the Mishnah. Hamudar Hanoa Mechaveroi Lifnei Shvi'is. Lifnei Shvi'is means just not during the Shvi'ita year. So now the Shvi'ita year comes. Even though the Torah said that you're allowed to eat the peres or hefker, so you know, that's not called, if I eat his peres, it's not called being the henna. The mother is not being the henna from the madir, but he has a problem. The field still belongs to the madir, and the mother, by going into the field, is benefiting from the madir. And you're the Sadeo, so you can't go to the field. Now the Gemara is going to grapple with why can't there be Oichel Min HaNoitus. So Noitus are the peiris, the trees which are leaving out over the road. So he doesn't need to go into the field to get those, and the peiris are hefker. So Lachari, he should be allowed to eat from the Noitus. So that will happen. The Gemara is going to grapple with why the Noitus are usher. However, Ubishvius, if he makes the neder during Shemitah, so in a year of the Sechsedeyu, I will oichel humin hanotius hanotius or hanotius. I think that's the word, natius. So if he made the neder during Shemitah, so he can't go into the field because that's still being the henna from the madr by walking through the madr's field. But in regards to the noitus, he's allowed to. So let's say instead of being mudr hanomi chaveroi, he only asked food lifnei shmiyas, even though he did it before shmiyas. Yer the sech sedeyu uberochem in a peiros. So b'shmiyas yer v'ochem. So if it was a case where he was mudr hanoa from the benefit of food. So he's allowed to walk in the field. That's mutter. Before Shemitah, he can't eat his peiros, but on Shemitah, it's not the balabai's his peiros. So it's not called being the henna, benefiting from his peiros because it's not his peiros. So the Rambam loyera the sechsedeyu loyera the sechsedeyu shalmader the mutter also I feel with Jesus a regal kazan liel. Even though it's viter and viter, there's one sheet which holds viter is mutter b'mutter hanoa. We're going like the sheet which holds that viter is usur. So even though he's not mocking people walking through his field, that's still going to be usur to benefit from his field. The fruits which are leading over the road. If he made the netter during the Shemitah, so then he can't go in the field, but he could eat from the noitus. Okay. Something more. Rabbi Shmuel Demer Tevayu. Rabbi Shmuel both said the following. Nechasei Alecho, he said the gifts of Nechasei Alecho, the Bach. Nifnei Shvius, if he makes my property usur on you, and he says this before Shemitah. Sein Yar the Sechsedeyu, so when he can't go into the person's field. Venu Echol Min Anoitis, Av Bishagia Shvius, even though Shvita came. But even though the peiros are hefker, since when he made the neder is chal because at that point in time it belongs to the matter. Even though Shemitah comes and it leaves his rishus, it remains so. So theoretically, the person answered an item. He answered the item, and then he's mafka the item, so that doesn't make a difference because the item, the iser was on the item, and the item remains usher. If he says hanoa, I didn't usher. He says the item, I ushered having hanoa. But if he ushers an item, the chosay alecha. So once the item, once it takes effect on the item, the iser, it remains as so.
Okay.
When Shias comes, the Paris already have to, so you can't ask the Paris, but you can ask the field. So he says the chosei lecha, and he does it before shemitah, but he can't go in the field and he can't eat from the noitus. But he gives shemitas, and yarav the sechsedeyu abal oichel humin as a noitus. Once shemitah comes, he can eat the noitus. So Mor says lema b'hakim eflagi. So what's the machlokes? The Rav Shmuel the Sabri of them oisah davar shabrishusai filchisha yetsim rishusai. So once he asks the item, even though it's going to leave his, it's going to leave his authority, leave his rishus, the iser which took effect remains, and that's what Rabban Shmuel, but Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Tabri, Ein Adam, Oyser Dabra, Shem Rishusay, Lechisha Yetzim Rishusay. Okay. So Mor says that's the machlokes. So the Mor is going to challenge that. You know, it's a little more good than we'll see the Ram. The Mor says, "But Tisbara, is that logical? What you're suggesting that this is the argument? Meikal Amandamer, is there anybody who holds Ein Adam Oyster Dabar Shemeshusai L'Cheshayetim Reshusai?" You're saying that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish holds that once it's Yetzim Reshusai, you can't aser it. Is there anybody who holds like that? So the more, if that's true, Nim Kain Niflegi Menachosim Elu V'Kolshkim Menachosai. Nachosai acts over here as in his issa that he made, he put an adjective. He said, my nechosim. So when he says, my nechosim, included that is they're only osir when they're mine. Once they become hefker, and never meant to osir it. So if the argument over here is, not because do we look at his language of nechosai, does he mean to say, only when they're mine? Or does he mean to say, these are chosim which are mine, I want the asr, and once they're osir, they remain osir. And the word nechosai is not limiting the isr. That's one way to, we could understand them, that's the machloikas. How do we deal with this? I say, basi, my house is only osir when it's mine. After I sell the house, it's not osir. I meant this house, and once it's chal, it's chal. But if the machloikas over here is not in my language issue, but in an authority issue, using the word nechosai is going to confuse the issue because people might think that the issue is the language. If they're really arguing in the authority issue, use a language which is not ambiguous, and it's clear that that's and we won't get sidetracked at other possible explanations. Right, nechosim elu was the machlokes. I asked these nechosim, and now they leave my rishus. What happens? Because that's really your argument, you're saying. Because so don't use the word nechosai, which potentially would be confusing, that you might think the issue is, am I using the adjective of mine specifically or not? That's the more saying, see, if you tell me that's machlokes, why do they argue in the case of nechosai, that's going to be confusing. So, if that's the machloikis, the language is problematic. Okay. And then the Mora says, "Asu hotnan the person does have that power, and the it says hotnan harma levenoi kadam shatan haneli." Person says to his son, "I'm making an issur that you can't have benefit from me." Mace, so the father dies. Yershenu. So the child is Yerush the father, because this is to be Nehenna Li. Li is when the father's alive. If, however, he says Bechayev Ubemoisoi, the father says that I'm asking you to have benefit from me while I'm alive and when I'm dead. So Imeis Lo Yershenu. Now, the Ron points out, it doesn't mean he can't be Yerushim, because about it, he is Yerushim. It means, but the Isser, which is Chal on the Nechosim, remains afterwards. So, you see that a person can be Oysedav Rishim Rishusai, L'Chashayetim Rishusai. So, how can you learn over here that that's the Machloikis, Karnav Rechav Rishlokish, the person is not can't be Oysedav Rishim Rishusai, L'Chashayetim Rishusai. The more answers, the more says, "Shaniachad the ka'omer lebechayev b'moisay." So then, okay, let's take it back. That maybe everybody agrees you could have the authority to do that. The question is, do you mean to do that? So over here, he said explicitly bechayev b'moisay. So he clearly meant to do that, and he has the authority to do that. Rebbe Yechav Shlokas are arguing. That. We're sort of pedaling back and say, you know what, they're not saying that you can't, you don't have the authority to do it. You do have the authority to do it. Do you mean to do it normally? So over here he says explicitly he means to do it, so he means to do it. But otherwise he doesn't mean to do it. So that's Morris says, okay, but doesn't answer the first question. We call him welcome Kashi, it's still the first question. Might as well finish it off already. The more said like this, "Menachosim elu kuleam lo pligi." That they say, "Menachosim elu." Once you've now proven that Rebbe Yechav Shlokas agree that the person has the authority to ask his davar shushusai, even what's the least shushusai. So then, if that's true, kuleam lo pligi, that when he asks, they remain usher afterwards. Ki pligi menachosai. The Mechalikin says when he says the word Nechasai, and he says with this descriptive, with the adjective of mine. Mine Nechasim. It's a Rabbi Shmuel, Sabri Loshna Nechasim, Elo Loshna Nechasai, Adam Oysa Dabar, Adam Oysa. Rabbi Yechon Rish Lokash Sabri, Nechasim, Elo probably, Adam Oysa, Nechasai, and Adam Oysa. What does he put in over here? Nechasim Elo. Once he says Nechasai, after the Libra Shusa, they're not his. So that wasn't the Isra he put it. He didn't put the Isra of on the item. He put the Isra of my item. It's not your item anymore. So you didn't put the Isra on that at that point. You limited your Isra. Okay. Let's finish off the Gemara to two dots and then we'll go back. Moore says, "Umika lemandomer loishna lechasim elu beloishna lechasai." Is that true? That there's no difference in the language? Like Rabbi Shmuel, you're saying that Rabbi Shmuel holds there's no difference in language. Rabbi Yechon and Rishon Lakish hold there is a difference in language. Is that true? There's no different language. It's a fair submission. What's the name? Harman the Chaveroi, Karam the Sechbeischa Shani Niknus, Sotcha Shani Lokeach. If over here the matter is the mutter, the person is asking himself in somebody else's property, so he becomes the mutter. With the language of the Isra, he says, "I don't want to go into your house. I don't want to go into your field. Buy your field. Sorry, I don't want to buy your field." Mace. Now the person that the conversation took place. So Reuven, Shimon told Reuven, "I'm making a net. I won't go into your house, or I won't buy your field." Now Reuven dies, so Shimon wants to come to buy the field. He says, "Excuse me, you can't buy the field. It's not Reuven's field anymore." He wants to go into the house. It's not Reuven's house anymore. It belongs to Reuven's children. Shemeser Shemacher Laacher is mutter. So it's not your house anymore. It's not Reuven's house anymore. Labai zesh ani nichnas sadazusha ani lekeach meisa shemachar laacher is also. So I won't go into this house. It's still this house. It's still this field. So we see very clearly in the Mishnah that you differentiate between the lashon of yours or the item. So Moshe says, you're right. Kamri Rabbi Yechem Mishlokish ben Achasei Rabbi Shmuel ben Achasei Meilu b'lo pligi. So they're right. There's no machlokes. They're not arguing. Rabbi Shmuel talking about a case where the person used the language of the Chasim. So therefore, that remains even after they left the person's rishos. And Rabbi Yechem Mishlokish talking about a case where the person said the Chasai, which doesn't remain once it leaves the person's authority. Okay, a lot of run. So the person says these nechasim should be aser. If they shvius, see when shvius comes, it's going to be aser. Aval gav shegiyah shvius. The ksari rabbi shmol. Daval gav the kulu peri tefkeri inun. The peris are hefker. Kilahachi kiman the b'shar shehidiroi hayu shaloi. But when he made the nether, they belong to the mother. So therefore, chayli surah, and therefore the issue takes effect. Afilo b'shvius sheyetzim reshusa, and that remains even when shvius comes. This isn't trade dini katani. Reish hashvius the kibun the hidira lifnei shvius chal nidre afilo kimata shvius. So that's what the Mishnah is saying, that once the nether is chal before shvius, it remains when shvius comes. If he made the nether in Shemitah, the nether can't be a chal on the peiris because he doesn't own them. But the gabi ara mi a chal can refer to Gemara time of the Kamon. So the Ron is hinting to the following, that the Mor is going to ask that, what do you mean that the land is not hefker? Let's say you're saying right now the way we said in the Mishnah is that the pears are hefker, but the land is not hefker. So if the Balabais would come and say, you can't come into my land, does he have such authority? The answer is no. The Torah allowed any person to walk in the field and take, which means in a certain sense the land became hefker as well. Regards to the Kenisa into the field to get the Paris, the Balabais doesn't own the land. He lost his authority over the land in regards to that. So Moore says, you're right. Moore says the Gzera is because he only has his right. The Hefker of the Torah is that all people are allowed to go into this field to take the Paris. But they can't do other things there. They can't decide to have a campfire there. They can't sit down. So even though the Balabais has no power to aser anybody from coming into his field, because Chazal didn't let it, because Xeri he might stay too long. So that's the more grapples with the question later on. He might stay beyond his given right from the Torah. The pears which he asked before Shvius, when Shvius comes, remain, become mutter. The Rabbi Shul Savi Adam Oyser, the Rabbi Shul Susai, Finacha Shayetim Shusai, and Rabbi Shul Savi say no. Zotaran, nearly, Dachi Perusha, the Shemaita. This is how you have to understand the sugya. The Kasukha Daitan, right now the Mor is assuming, Hashta, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rebekah Rish Lakish, Kulu, Aperusha, the Masis and Kaimra. They're discussing the case of the Mishnah, they're not discussing different cases, like the Mor say at the end, and they're saying they're going back on the Mishnah. So Rabbi Shmuel, Mefarshalakit Aperusha, so Rabbi Shmuel, and the Mishnah, like we said, The Mishnah says that Hamura no mechaber lifnei shviyas. Even when shviyas comes, they can't eat in the noitus. If he made the netter during shviyas, then he could eat from the noitus. That's how Rav and Shmuel are in the Mishnah. So how do Rebbe Reish Lakish do the Mishnah? Rebbe Reish Lakish before Shiloh, the Chara Katani. It's not like you said, two different cases. Right, the way we have it right now, there's a case of being mat, the netter took place before Shriyas, and the Sefer took a case of netter which took place on Shriyas. It's two different cases. Rebbe Reish Lakish do the Mishnah. The Chara Katani is one case. Kula kishadira lifnei shviyas. Talking about he made a netter before shviyas. We covered the netter zesh and they didn't yesh loy. And this netter will have the application of this netter will change. Lifnei shviyas chayal nidra legamri. So before shviyas the netter is chayal. Therefore shen yor ve'ro eichel. So the Reisha says that he can't go on the field and he can't eat from the field. When it says over shviyas, it's not a new case. It's that same case of the netter. What's the lacha during shviyas? The netter came partially mutter. Didn't he? The enayar the besach sadeu. Even though he can't go into the field, mishum the ara akate b'shusi kaimer. The field was still under the authority of the balabayas. Capricious time on the kamal, like the more we'll say later on. To the haki peri shoru, but the peros status changes. They become mutter. Dov shviyas nafkim b'shusi. Because when it comes shviyas, they leave the person's authority, and they become hefker. So the isser that he put on it before shviyas, the netter is paka when shviyas comes. Even though when he made the netter, it wasn't the person's authority. Because it was before Shemitah. So Rebbe Reish Lakish Lakish, the ain't on him oyster, the Rosh Hashusai, the Cheshayetim Hashusai. Now, Dr. Ran, according to Rebbe Reish and Reish Lakish, what's the Kiddush of the first staff of the Mishnah? Person makes an editor in somebody, he can't go in his field and he can't eat the pears. Of course he can't. According to Rav and Shmuel, that the point of the Mishnah is he made the netter before Shviyas, and now it's Shviyas, and still it's Aser. That's a Chiddush. But according to Rebbe Reish Lakish, what's the Chiddush? And he the Reish Lo Ashminin Midi. According to Rebbe Reish Lakish, there's no Chiddush in the Reish at all. The Pshita the Lifnei Shviyas Eno Yarvin Ben Oichol. Sir Lahu, the Rebbe Reish Lakish learned up in the Mishnah, the Nakat Reisha Mishum Seifa. The point of the Reisha is just to set up the contrast to the Seifa. Lashmina, Davavisha Dira Lifnei Shviyas, Shahaya Peres Bishusai, and then the netter is Chal totally. But, and Isura Chal Lacher Shayetim Bishusai, the Hanab Shviyas. When Shviyas comes, the Lacher changes. Where it says Mishum Haki, that's the Rebbe Reish Lakish are learning up in the Mishnah. Habi Selak Adaita, the more is assuming the Rebbe Reish Lakish Tavri Ein Adam Oshad Amr Shushusay, the Chesheitim Shushusay, Filo Hechad Amr Nachasim Elu. So even though he didn't say my Nachasim, he said these Nachasim. But so he's not limiting his netter to only when they belongs to him. He said he wants it to be these items should be osir. So maybe once they're osir, they're in osir. No, that's not true. Once they leave the person of shows, he has no authority. Inami. Furthermore, according to what we're saying right now, I feel like hechad amr behedya shu osir some. I feel like she ate the mishus. That even the person is explicitly, I want the issue to continue later, I mean, we say, I'm sorry. But it can't. Because you have no authority to do that. The more assumes this, Halki, even though the further case was, they discussed the case of Nechosai, that's what they're discussing. And in Nechosai, you could have learned that the issue is not an authority issue, it's a good question of just the person's, is in his language, is limiting his Isser. It's only also when they're mine. So therefore, once they leave you, once they're not yours anymore, they're mutter. So why does the Mora suggest that Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish mean a halachic limitation of the person's authority? Because since they're going on the mission, and the mission didn't say Nechosai, must be they mean a halachic limitation. Why are you assuming that Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish mean that there's a halachic limit on the person's power? If all the Talmud cases of the person is on the Chosai, which could be understood that the issue is a language issue, no. We assume like this. Why? The Bishlam Yamrina, the Rebbe Yochanan Rish Lakish, Amri Haki, Min Chosim Eilu. If that's what Rebbe Yochanan Rish Lakish learned, that the din is true even by the Chosim Eilu, then he can remember the Tanur Reishi Mishum Seifa, Mekhid Aprishis. Then the point of the Mishnah makes sense. We said the Reisha to set up the Halacha, and now when it comes to Shuyas, the Halacha changes. Even though they send the Chosai, love Dafka, Dummer Ben Chosai, the Chud, Allah Chosim Elu, Dummer Rabbi Shmuel Kaimi. Chosim Elu, Dinoi, Kin Chosai. They both function the same way. Commissioner Farish, Lefanin. The Misa, the Rabbi Rish Lakish, Dafka Ben Chosai, Amri, if all they said their Allah was only if they say Nechasai. Right? He came, Mayashmin and Tana, the Misnisen. What's the Kiddush of the Mishnah? Reisha Vari Lo Tzricha Lashmin and the Feshvi Eskal Nijil Lagam. Reisha? Neder Eskal? Of course, Neder Eskal. Why not? Bechitema Mishum Seifa, Nokit Law. Elamai, you tell me that the point of the Mishnah was to contrast it to the Sefer. Lashminan, the Kiva, the Mikora, Omer, Nechosai. Well, that's on the Mishnah case. We said Nechosai. Because they don't say Lacha by Nechosai. If that's the case, Kahir Shri is Hutum Mixosha Shoneder. Zeh, the Hanalinian Akila. Konami Lo Shrikh Lashminan, the Pshita, the Losha Nechosai, Lamash Elba Oichai Brishusai. We know that Nechosai is only when it's yours. The Gdalim is Ushanino, but prepare to come on. That's the Mishnah later on in the next parak. Masil Basama, like the Moor is going to quote and say, shortly, Bishmaitin. Harmich le Chavarik Karnan le Beis Chashani Nichlis, Sad Chashini le Kech, Mesish and Makar Lacher, Mutter. Okay, so if he says with the possessive adjective, he means only when it's true. Your house is not your house anymore. So mine achosim is almost mine achosim. Even that filu gabi noider the lekel suke the motzi oisur anavshe nixa chaveira I feel achos yetsim mishusay. There's no question that the case over there was that the matter and the mutter are the same person. That Shimon says, I will not go into this house. He can say that. I left Reuben's shoes. Who cares? It's not Reuben making the netter. It's Shimon making the netter. He's saying, I won't go into that house. So there's no question that Shimon can make that netter for as long as he wants. But he said, your house, the your changes the halacha, and then once he dies, he can go in. Shimon can go in. Still, Aminim the Chiyomer Beisoloi Mashal Aboitshushaloi. When he says your house, he means only when it's yours. We don't say your. The word your is just a way to describe which house. I mean the Asher the house, and I mean the Asher forever. Well, I use the word your because that's to make clear which one I'm referring to. No. You don't mean that. You mean when it's yours. Oh, okay. Skoshkin got me madder. That's true in the case where the mutter is making the language. Koshkin by the mutter, the ikalasuke imotzi osir, the bashi yetzim eshusai. But the case of the when Reuven's saying it, where it's not even clear that he has the power to assert it afterwards. For sure, pshita the milsa, the lashon nechasi, and I shall be don brishusai. So nechasi means only when it's his. The vadek yomer noider beisra and nechasecha yomer mader beisi and nechasa and lashon shavim hay. There's no difference between the uses of the language between the two. So if the case of the Mishnah was a case of nechasi, so what's the chiddush? When Shmias comes, that they're not his nechasim, that they're mutter. Of course, they're mutter. The ratio that before Shmias, everything is usher. Of course, it's usher. So, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Helkoch. So if the issue is only when he says my nechasim, that he and it's not that he doesn't have the power to answer, but he doesn't mean to answer. Tell him a sneeze, Lashmina Midi, liberation, let me save him. So therefore they can't, the Moras right now is assuming that's not Pshat Rabbi Yechim Shlokish. They don't mean the Chasim, they mean the Chasim. Even though they said in the Chasai, because in the language of the statements of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yechim Shlokish, the Mora changed the Lashon. And Rabbi Shmuel says the Chasim Elu. Right? Now, and in the Rech Mishloch it says Lashon Nechasei Alecha. Now the Bach changes it to Nechasei Alecha. But the language which we have in Rav and Shmuel, we're gonna come out that it's Lav Dafka Nechasei. It means even Nechasei. But in Rech Mishloch they clearly said the case of Nechasei. So if the issue is the language, there's no chiddush in the Mishnah. So most the Moraim know, no. That the issue is not the language. The issue is the Chasim Eilu, just like a Rabbi Shmuel said the Chasim Eilu. And they're saying, but you have no power to do this. You can't do it. It doesn't work. Okay. Now, Zotaran, you're telling me that the reason why we're assuming all of this is because we're saying they can't mean what they said. If they just said they're locha only by the Chasai, there's no chiddush in the Mishnah. One second. We pointed out there's a second chiddush in the Mishnah. There's a side chiddush of the Mishnah that the field is also to go into, even though the field is hefker. Maybe that's a chiddush in the Mishnah. Ketema kulam at lashmin and din of the shvius and yar the sechsedayu nakud law. We should have argued that the field is hefker, and it can not only take the parish, we can even go into the field. Kamashmal on the mission says the lesson that's not true. Shum time is amr lekamon, like the word will say later on, and that's the condition of the whole Mishnah. No, that's not going to answer our question. Lamotz is amr ha. The lemay shenuyah ben adorim. Yeah, I didn't boil the masnis the misti. If that's the whole condition of the Mishnah, that's not the way to say it. Okay. The Ula, the Amr, the Kaman, but I'm the Ilan as Al Gavulin. How about the Mishnah Gabadini Mamanis? Inami Bishriyas. The Ula says like this. Trees which are. The Ula answers the question, why is the field ulcer? We're talking about trees which are on the Gavul. And the Torah gave all of Klai, so the Rishus, to go into the field to get the fruits which you can't get from outside the field. But fruits which you can get from outside of the field, the Torah never was mafker the field. So you may not go into the field to get those payers. That's ulus. So that's a shmita din. Something that was betzim is not a halacha. It helps the door bechlal. So don't say it over here. If that's the purpose of the whole Mishnah, write it in Masechta Shavuos. Write it in Masechta Bava Basra. I feel the Rishon El Yakim. Damar Gzeres Shem Yishev Amida. So he's saying a halacha, and since there's a neder, may we ask her to go in because you might stay too long. So that's okay. So that has to be in the door. That's in the door issue. But still, Lanika the Kula the Tani Law Mishum Haidina. I mean, so the whole Mishnah is for that one case. The Lisni Shvi is greater. Say a simple case. Not the, it's before Shemitah. After it came Shemitah. That's not the issue. He asked the fields. Nothing to do with the payers. He says, my field is usher in you. The person gets up and she says, my field is usher in you. May you go into the field to take the payers. Take payers. So that's not good shot. Alvarai, Rebrech, Rishlakish, I feel my chasim elu, sirle, don't know, inob, oyser. So must be that they hold that there's an issue of authority. They have no, he has no power to answer the chasim after leave his rishus. The asalu must hashem as nisan shaper. Therefore, the mission makes sense. The tanya reisha misum seifa. Lashmin the filo hidira b'lanosh the chasim elu ainid rechal la'achar sheyitzer rishusa. Okay, let's pause here.